Welcome back to another episode of This Modern Brand, the podcast where we pull back the curtain on some of America's most influential brands to break down their strategies, values, and innovations. I'm your host, Jason Parks. My co-host today is Jen Mazey, Director of Content and Impact at Barclay OKRP, where she helps brands, including ours, turn their purpose and sustainability commitments into stories consumers are looking for. A perfect tie-in to continue our celebration of B Corp Month, which brings us to another extraordinary B Corp.
NatureSweet! Yeah. Those cute little bite-sized tomatoes in the grocery store, they're a staple in our house. You know, Jason, we've been working on a research piece on grocery store trends, and one of the most significant changes in grocery can be found in the produce department. 20 years ago, a cucumber was a cucumber. Oranges, apples, they were sorted by shape and sizes, and today brands like NatureSweet are bringing order and options to the category. It's a fascinating evolution, and we're excited to discuss it today with Lori Castillo.
Lori is the VP of Global Marketing at NatureSweet, which is the number one best-selling brand in snacking tomatoes and the largest vertically integrated ag company in North America. This is a good one, folks.
From one B Corp to another, here's our conversation with Lori.
Let's start by, Lori, if you could share a little bit about your journey and how you came to your position at NatureSweet.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me on today. I came with a bit of a CPG or consumer packaged goods background, and it was a perfect segue from my days at P&G to come over to this wonderful brand of NatureSweet because, as you know, it's really well known for its iconic little, what I call a glam shell instead of a clamshell, with the yellow bottom and a dome sized top. And what that says to folks who are shopping and looking for great produce is just trust us, because like most other produce where you can touch or smell, people have weird ways of finding what they think is fresh and high quality. We put that into a package because we've built that trust with our consumers to know that once it goes into their homes and into their family's mouth, it's going to be fantastic. And so I found a lot of synergies between CPG, my old world with Procter & Gamble, and working on CoverGirl and big, fun brands like that. Bringing that knowledge over to NatureSweet has really been a really cool and smooth transition.
At Barclay OKRP, our POV on purpose and sustainability is this. If purpose is what your business stands for beyond profit, then sustainability is how you prove it to the world. Tell us more about NatureSweet's purpose and how it fuels your vision.
So, you know, we've been doing this for, over 30 years. It was the business that started out with really a commitment to transforming the entire agricultural industry, because the ag industry hasn't always treated its workers fairly. And our purpose is and remains to do that. We began by giving our associates tools and resources needed to enhance their lives. So we, and you know, you can research this, it's on our website. We pay more than the median wage of agricultural workers in Mexico, but we also give our workers the opportunity to really earn what we call a transformational wage. And so with that, the ability to buy homes, pay for education, do a lot of those opportunistic things within the industry and with any job that, you know, people just need to be treated with integrity and with respect. We also provided a lot of education opportunities. I think this past year, more than 2,000 of our associates actually earned either like an elementary or a middle school and high school degree. We've created programs that help access better healthcare, mental health, with counseling. And we really just believe in our associates and try to provide a supportive environment that's worth staying and growing and thriving in. And I think that's why we have the best and most talented people who create the best tasting product in our industry, going back to our purpose of transforming lives within the agricultural industry.
You know, that's really amazing. And it's clear that NatureSweet prioritizes the well-being of its associates, from health and safety programs to mental health, like you just described. Through this initiative you called the Sweet Life. Can you share a story or two that highlight how such initiatives really help unlock the power of each individual person, and maybe even the ripple effect that you've seen that happens in the broader community?
Yeah, so through our Sweet Life program, we provide a psychologist at each of our plants to help and really what we call unleash the power of each associate. So the program really focuses on each associate individually and teaches them how to improve their lives by promoting healthy thoughts, positive emotions to facilitate problem solving. We also have a sweet family program that helps transform the lives of our associates along with their families and throughout the communities through a 4-month comprehensive, what we call human development and training program. So they learn fundamental skills, how to build self-esteem, healthy communication, positive attitude, those types of things to improve overall quality of life. We have, as an example, an associate who, her name was Magali Alfaro, and she was a harvester. So our associates have, different priorities and accountabilities within the greenhouse. She was a harvester. So she actually picked those delicious and, vine ripened tomatoes off of the stems. She attributes the support from Nature Sweet that really helped her earn all that she has, because she's actually now earning her bachelor's degree fully funded by the company, which I think is just really pretty, pretty awesome. She's on track to graduate in 2027. And she wants to actually continue to grow within the company and take on more of a supervisory role. So it's just kind of one of those examples where investing in our associates really helps not just them, but also provide for their families and for them to continue their education or whatever certification that they're looking for to grow. And I think the best part about that is them wanting to stay and actually collaborate with Nature Sweet for their future career.
Lori, let's talk about your fair trade certification for a minute. That is a big achievement for any brand and a strong endorsement for your products. How has it changed your approach to social responsibility and environmental sustainability?
Yeah, so I'll say I'm super proud to announce, it's been more than $2 million that's been directed to providing Nature Sweet workers with livable wages, $2 million. And that has gone to literacy and education programs, funds for the community development projects. And I think that this year we're actually looking to increase that by another $3 million. We've leveraged things like dental cleanings and services, nutrition counseling and healthy food pantries, and even eye care, which is really, really pretty awesome. And a lot of those are self-selected or crowdsourced, I should say, by the associates. So they get to choose where that money goes. So a percentage of the profits from the products that have fair trade on them go to the premium that supports the development fund. And then it is employee run, and employees get to decide how to direct those funds. So I just think that's a super cool way to continue the sustainability beyond just what most folks think of, like natural resources. When we think of sustainability, it's about our associates, it's about our communities, it's about livable standards and livelihood. So it really does really just kind of spread throughout everything. We started fair trade with one retailer, with Walmart, for a 2-year test program. And in October, we announced that 100% of our branded snacking tomatoes will be fair trade certified. So that's really cool.
That's great. We started off talking about, the importance of being a B Corp, which obviously requires setting a very high standard. And you're setting even a higher standard within the B Corp community. So to give some context for our listeners, the minimum B Corp score is 80, and you currently sit at 114. Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us a little bit about what's inspired your team to pursue B Corp status after 30 years of work in transforming lives through ag.
Yeah, so we, and thank you for knowing that, because that was something we really prided ourselves on. We are the largest controlled environmental agriculture company to achieve B Corp certification. That's a huge deal. B Corp is great and awesome for all the things that it does. To do that at scale in ag was really something that we were proud of. We didn't begin doing what we do to earn B Corp certification, right? We were already doing this. So it didn't drastically change a lot of our processes, but it has made us become more accountable. So we've been transforming lives, as we mentioned, for over 30 years. We're really driven on I'd like to use the word conviction, that doing the right thing and building a business model grounded in treating people with dignity, it's not in conflict. It's actually the reason for our success. So we pursued this certification to really invite the produce industry, fresh produce, which is like $80 billion, to make the well-being of workers a top priority and really a cornerstone for growth. Because as we've mentioned, that's not necessarily what happens today in ag. And so it's really an invitation to all other ag companies to say, you know, you don't have to choose. The success can actually be because of the way you do your business and treat your associates.
Lori, what's next for NatureSuite in terms of the sustainability? Any exciting initiatives on the horizon you can tell us
about? So let's think. We've always got something kind of planned for innovation. We really pride ourselves on trying to collaborate from a consumer perspective on what trends are happening and what consumers need right now with fresh, with convenient, and really getting healthy snacks and options into people's baskets. I'd say in terms of sustainability and maybe supporting our associates for well-being, we're actually expanding our bachelor's degree program for our workers. So we launched it with 30 students, and this summer we'll add even more workers to the program. And so in 4 years, they'll then graduate with a bachelor's degree in agriculture. We're also implementing a service that's called Orienta, which will give our associates and their families members 24/7 access to help for psychology, any healthcare questions they may have, legal needs, financial advice, and actually this expands even into veterinary services, which I just think is really awesome and cool, not just for any company to offer, but specifically within our world of produce and ag.
That's great. Question for you, since you're an expert, and for the listeners out there that may not be aware of this, but there's a potential tax called the tomato tax that could yeah. come into play, which could result in a potential tariff on 21% of all tomato imports from Mexico. Could you share the latest on that? And, you know, what's your take from a NatureSuite standpoint on that?
Yeah, for sure. So just to build just some background for the listeners. So the tomato suspension agreement has actually been in place for more than 25 years. I think it's been in place since 1996. And it ensures that managed trade of fresh tomatoes from Mexico, and it enables the U.S. consumers to rely, really, from our perspective, on high-flavor tomatoes in their grocery stores all year long. It establishes a minimum price that makes sure that there's no unfair competition and that consumers and retailers can choose from what they want in a stable market. And really, a small group in Florida, the Florida Tomato Exchange, wants this longstanding agreement terminated. We're doing everything we can to encourage the Department of Commerce to keep the agreement in place. If this were to go, this would have dire consequences. It would impose a 21% tax on Mexican tomatoes. That's why we're calling it the tomato tax. And I'll tell you, with the research that we've done, if this is terminated, it's estimated that the damage would be about 54,000 jobs and an estimated $8 billion loss in economic activity. So with an inflation at an all-time high, it's just not something Americans can afford. And we're hoping that the agreement is really withheld. And any support you guys can do by writing folks or just supporting, you know, we really would love to keep that as it is, because it would, as I mentioned, just have very dire consequences for consumers and really the overall economy.
Vote no for the tomato tax.
Keep it in place. Yeah.
I would love to vote for that.
Well, you just said it could help. It might end Taco Tuesday at your household. We can't have that. So
no. Yeah.
Lori, thanks so much for joining us. That wraps up our episode of This Modern Brand, a podcast by Barclay OKRP. We hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. For more stories and insights on how to build brands people love, visit us at barclayokrp.com. I'm Jason Parks, and that's Jen Mazey. Thanks for listening.